Hey, Nance, your kitchen remodel's all done. You're moved back in. What's the story on that new kitchen?
I'm losing my mind over that kitchen. In fact, Mac was cooking some pasta the other day, the first time he's cooked anything on our new stove in our new kitchen. And I went to the store and I got home and he said, you know what? Nate and I are going to leave and you need to spend a day in here just cooking. And he's right. It's so wonderful. You know how most people do a kitchen and they make it really big? I think that's silly because I love the idea of being able to move, you know, a few steps here, a few steps there. Well, first of all, we got a restaurant sink. So we've got a double restaurant sink with stainless steel. We have one of those fancy French refrigerators with the doors that open and then
doors that open? I like
it.
Our crummy American refrigerators.
It reminds me of my mother-in-law said, my mother-in-law says, they serve me water in the glass. That's a joke in our house. Anyway, yeah. So, but they've, you know what I'm saying. They got the double doors on the top and the refrigerator on the,
French doors, I think they're called.
French doors. Yeah. Call them what you will. And I have a Blue Star range, which is blowing my mind. You know, I came and worked out on your range, your DCS, which I loved. It had that extra wok unit in the middle. I love that thing. And I loved cooking in your house. But now you need to come cook in my house. Anyway, do I love everything about it? No. I'm constantly pulling out the stainless steel cleaner. And I'm not quite sure, you know, how much longer I'm going to be doing that before the whole place just starts looking lousy. And we have, instead of getting expensive cabinetry up top, we just put restaurant stainless steel racks up there.
Well, listen, here's a tip for you for stainless steel. Just try a spray bottle, half and half water and white vinegar. That's what
really?
I use. Yeah. Works
and it
just
clear it right up?
Yeah, it works pretty well. It's pretty good all-purpose cleaner anyway, actually.
Yeah, and also, can we talk a little bit about the new Bosch dishwasher? I mean, like, okay.
Or a Bosch
because
dishwasher.
Because this is, oh gosh. To me, what's so exciting, I ran it for the first time yesterday, is it's really quiet. Now, you'll recall that the dishwasher I had before was the kind that you had to twirl around and plug into your sink and put the electrical wiring in you know,
make sure
you turn the water on or otherwise you're going to blow the whole thing up. It leaked onto the floor. So now I have this quiet dishwasher that I can hardly hear working.
Oh, boy. Well, you know, DeGroote and I, neither of us ever had a dishwasher our whole lives, and we are people of a certain age. And a couple of years ago, we finally got one. I don't really know what it was that moved us off the dime. But even after about 2.5 years of owning a dishwasher, almost every time we turn that thing on, we look at each other and say, that thing is the nuts. It's just
And you know what? The other day I said, every day we're going to have the one thing that gives us a big thrill. So one day, the big thrill for me was the bread drawer. You know, I always have a million odds and ends of different types of breads and rolls, and they're always laying all over the place, and it makes me crazy. But I did designate this one drawer as the bread drawer.
Oh, you know, we don't even have a bread drawer. We do have a bread box, though, and it's bigger than you think.
You're killing me. And as Mac pointed out the other day when he walked past me, I had the refrigerator doors open, and he said, hey, hon, I just walked by you with the refrigerator door open. Which, of course, says something about my size, but...
Do you think this refrigerator makes me look fat, honey?
No, your fat makes you look fat.
Well, Nancy Leeson, you've given everybody, including me, kitchen envy. You'll find a link to Nancy Leeson's All You Can Eat blog right at kplu.org. I'm Dick Stein.